So let's review. The Gemara earlier in Daf Zayin mentioned a contradiction in two psukim that refer to Tashlumi Nezik. The pasuk of Chamber Regal states, Meitav Sedeu, Meitav Karmoy, Yishalem, Meitav In, Midachrin Eloi. Only Idis fields are acceptable for Tashlumi Nezik, but nothing else. While the pasuk of Bar states, Kesev Yashal Lavalov. The word Yashab is superfluous and teaches L'Rabishav a Kesev Afilasubin. Any item of monetary value, even Zibur, such as Bran, is acceptable. And the Gemara there offered several explanations. The Gemara now proceeds with another explanation. Rav Huna says, the two psukim teach, oi kesef, oi meitiv. The mazik has two payment options, either money or a quality field. And the word Yashiv teaches, b'delesle, shava kesef, afilasubin. If he has neither of the two, he can pay with any item of monetary value, even bran, and he's not required to sell his shava kesef to pay with kesef. The Gemara continues that Rav Asi concurs with Rav Huna and says, "Ksafim harehin kekarka." Money is equivalent to land in that it's acceptable for tashlumi nezik. And the Gemara mentions another halacha of Rav Asi regarding which his statement is applicable as well. Ha'achim shacholku uvav alchay v'natal chelker shel echad mehen. Two brothers divided their father's land among themselves, but Rav Alchay then confiscated the first brother's karka for a debt of their father. Rav says, "Batla machlekes." The division is void. And the second brother must give the first brother half of his karka because kesavar ha'achim shacholku kiyarshim hava. Rav holds that brothers who divide their father's estate are considered inheritors. And since the estate is obligated to pay off their father's debt, both brothers share equally in the loss. Therefore, the remaining karka is divided. Shmuel says viter. The chalukah is valid, and the second brother does not have to give the first brother anything because kesavar ha'achim shacholku lekuches u'kalekeach shalei bachareis dami. Shmuel holds that the brothers who divide their father's estate are considered buyers, as if they each bought the other's share in each karka with no guarantee to compensate the other if a Baal Chayv confiscates it. Therefore, the first brother loses out. Rav Asi says, Noitel revia bekarka v'revia b'mois. The second brother must give to the first brother either a quarter of his karka or money equivalent to a quarter of his karka. Because mesafkele ike yershin damo ike lekuchas damo. Rav Asi is uncertain whether they are considered Yershin or Lekuches. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Havalei Mamon Hamutal B'Safek Chalken. This is a clear-cut Safek, which they must divide equally. However, the second brother may pay with Kesef instead of Karka, as Rav Asi says, Ksafim Harehin Kekarka. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, B'Mitzvah Ad Shlish, as Rav Zer explains, B'Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. A person who spends money on a mitzvah is obligated to add up to one-third of the cost to make the mitzvah beautiful, as Rashi explains. Shemaitza beisiv reiteru liknois ve'echad hodu mechaveroi, yisiv shlish adam v'yikach es hodu. If there are two sifrei Torah for sale and the second one is nicer and more expensive than the first one, he should purchase the second one if its price does not exceed one-third of the value of the first sifrei Torah. In order to fulfill zekei levanveyu, his no lefanov b'mitzvahs. Aseh lecha sifrei Torah no b'chulu to beautify old mitzvahs. B'marav amir mishmid reb zeira ad shlish mishaloi, b'kam ve'elech mishalai kodesh baruch hu. If a person spends up to one-third more for hidden mitzvah, the funds are on his account, and he is only rewarded in olam haba, in the next world, as with any schar mitzvah. But if he spends more than one-third, Hashem rewards him in both olam hazeh and olam haba, in this world too, and that he will recoup the extra money he spent for this mitzvah. The Mishnah continues with halachas of nezikin. Zak the Mishnah, a person who is negligent in his obligation to safeguard his item to prevent it from causing damage is considered to have actually caused the damage and therefore liable to reimburse the nizik. As the Brisa elaborates, if a person handed over his ox or a pit to a mentally incompetent person and the shor ubar caused damage, he is liable. Regarding fire, however, this is not so. If a person handed his fire to a chersher to a katan, and the fire spread and caused damage, the owner is not liable. The Gemara offers two explanations for the distinction between shor ubar and esh, based on the machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding esh. Rish Lakish says, Leishana el shemasu legecheles v'liba. A person who handed an esh to a chersher to a katan is pater only if he handed them coal embers with no flame that cannot cause a fire, and the chersher to a katan then fanned the flame and caused a fire. The owner is potter because lay bari hazeka. The fire was not fit to spread and cause damage on its own. Aval shall have v'schayev. If he handed them a burning flame, the owner is chayev because the habari hazeka. The fire was fit to spread and cause damage on its own. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says afilu masal shall have is nami potter. Even if he handed them a burning flame, he is potter because tzavsa de cheresh kogarim. It was the cheresh who brought the fire to where it caused hezek. Therefore, according to Rish Lakish, all the Bryce's cases are similar in that b'shur kasher ubar mechusa, but the kavasaga be'esh kacheles. The shur was tied up, the bar was covered, and the ish was a coal with no flame. And even so, for the shur bar, he's chayv because shur darkei lintuke, bar darkei linture. He was pesheya, because he knows that the shur can break loose on its own, and the bar's cover can disintegrate on its own. However, for ish, he's potter because gacheles kama de shavakla, ma'amya amya va'azla. He was not pesheya, because the ish would not spread on its own. Rather, the coals would have gradually extinguished. According to Rabbi Yechanan, all the Bryce's cases are similar in that b'shur mutter ubar megula, the kavasoga be'esh shall have this. The shur was not tied up, the bar was uncovered, and the esh did have a flame. And for shur bar he's chayiv, because loitzav said the cheresh kagar. The shur bar caused the damage by itself without the assistance of the cheresh of the b'katan. However, for esh he is pater, because tzav said the cheresh kagar, the esh caused the hezek only with the assistance of the cheresh shaita b'katan.